Our first decision was, as a Swiss company, we were thinking about listing in Switzerland, of course. But our listing sponsor, we had some different conversation with him, and he said, "Okay, that's it's also a good idea to open us up to French market, and even French, it's also Portugal, it's Belgium, and Netherlands. So, and we wanted to open us for the European market as well. So, Euronext." Is that was the first choice for us, and we're a little company, so we're starting with the little markets. So Marché Libre was the right decision, I think. The management actually is concentrating with my person on in the holding directly, but most of the management. Important steps happens in the subsidiaries, like Kieran Gavahan, which is responsible for baby's life. And on the other hand, we have a lot of scientists that taking care about ISS Global by the European Clean Air Research Center in the university in Duisburg right now. We have, like you said, we have two subsidiaries. One is Baby's Life, which is the first pregnancy drink in the world. That we is the first ready-to-drink solution for pregnant women. So the other one is ISS Global, where we concentrate on smart coatings to purify the breathing air through ultra-fine dust. Some of the people, they maybe ask sometimes if they fit together, but actually they match perfectly, because both of our companies, they're concentrating on the health of the people. So, and it's getting more and more important. The consumer is going to be concentrating more on their health, on their body. And so both companies taking care of this. And so I'm pretty sure that we have a lot of growth potential in our companies. We have different views. We need to take one part. This is the dietary supplement market, where we have a lot of changes in the regulation upcoming. I'm pretty happy with this, because at the end of the day, we worked on this product since 6 years now, so it's not a quick development. So, and we all always had to pay attention to the new regulations. So we redid our research, and I'm pretty happy to see these new regulations, because the consumer wants to stay away from all these artificial colors, artificial flavors, and he wants to know what he is eating and consuming. So I'm really welcome with the new regulations in this kind of business. Regarding the smart coating business, I think this there will be a huge growing potential as well, because the point is, if you see China or you see the Asian Pacific region especially, they have a lot of problem with fine dust, and there's no solutions actually for it. So you can have normal air filters that you know, but for existing buildings, and what should you do is you need something that really helps to purify the air, and to use something, a technology that also works on existing buildings, you just can't go through smart coatings, in my opinion. So if you want to clean up countries like Abu Dhabi in the Emirates or Beijing, then you need to go through these smart coatings technologies, because if I think China, for example, they will spend the next 3 years 100 million yuan, that's around $16 billion, just to clean Beijing and getting solutions and helping the people, because they are dying on these hazards. And so this solution and smart coating is one of the greatest opportunities in this sector. Definitely, the company will need more funds in the upcoming future because we don't have any venture capital company in the background. So we are not able right now to do these multi-million dollar campaigns. But we will. I'm pretty sure that we will find also private investors through the attention going to the market, going public right now. So, and they also understand our philosophy of the company. So sustainability, this is a very important point for us. And we are searching for investors that not only go for profit on costs, on any cost-orientated motivations. So. I'm pretty sure that we will find the right investors in the near future, and also we give the opportunity to private investors to really have a good potential on our stock and on the company. But first of all, we're concentrating on the operational business. First of all, we are concentrating right now on the world premiere of our Baby's Life pregnancy drink on the biggest pharmaceutical fair in Düsseldorf in Germany on the 30th of September this year. That's a very exciting date for us. With ISS Global, we're concentrating on transforming the laboratory product now into the industrial use. This is very important for the consumer electronics sector we're talking to and automotive sector. And at the end of the day, we're trying to expand our information for stakeholders and shareholders. We're doing the security prospectus right now. One of the next steps, very important. That's what we're focusing right now.